The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. You'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Kelly Neff, and you're listening to Lucid Planet Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, really all designed to help you become the greatest version of yourself. And you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com. and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet, as well as on Instagram at The Lucid Planet. And you can find me here every first Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And also stay tuned for some new projects I have in the pipeline all about sexuality and sexual empowerment. But for right now, today, we're going to be doing something a little different because we're going to be exploring indigenous wisdom about our spirit animals and spirit clans. And really the goal of this show in this like crazy, divided, chaotic, intense world as it feels right now is just to remind us that often we are more similar than we are different and that we all share a common human ancestry and evolution that really does transcend our culture, country, space, and time. I want to just say I often receive questions from readers and listeners who want to know more about their spirit animals or what certain dreams about certain animals mean or what certain power totems mean. And today we're going to get to explore a little bit of this as well as the difference between spirit animals and something that was entirely new to me until recently, which is spirit clans. And to talk about spirit clans in particular, I'm delighted to welcome David Carson to the show, who is an official member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. He is also co-author of the best-selling Medicine Cards, which is one of my absolute favorite decks, and it draws on the healing power of animals. And today he is here to discuss with me his new book on spirit clans, as well as some stuff about shamanism and spirit animals and all that good stuff. So on that note, let's please welcome David to the show. Hi, David.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Really nice to have you here. So tell me, what got you interested in the idea of writing something about spirit clans?
Well, I think it's something very obvious. If you look across tribal cultures, they have spirit clans. And they go way back into time, and I think that they've been neglected in shamanic literature, so it hit me to try to explore that, and then the book came out of that.
That's cool. Do you channel a lot of your books, or where do you get the information that you write
about?
Well,
that's an interesting question. It did rather write itself, you know. It just... Mm-hmm. sort of poured out of me, and it wasn't a great effort. It just, I got the subject and then let it rip, you know, it worked.
Absolutely. So can we talk about, for most people, they're unfamiliar with the concept of spirit clan. I know I was until I read your book. And I think one of the most obvious questions or places to start is, how is a spirit clan different from a spirit animal?
Well, a spirit, I assume you're talking about it like a power animal that
yes.
someone gets in a vision or something. That animal is there to give you power. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that's what, you know, that's the reason you try to contact power animals. So and they do have powers to impart. So that's different from a spirit clan. And I'm speaking in this book, I'm trying to go back to the original spirit clan of our ancestral past.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that was a time of cognition. And I think it's very important, hidden aspect of the self. I do believe, and I have a lot of evidence of that. So
we're talking like human prehistory, essentially.
Yes.
And could you tell me a little bit about kind of how these clans would have evolved in human prehistory?
Well, can I
yeah,
read
you can,
something?
Absolutely. Please do. I would love that. And remember, this is from the book Spirit Clans, Native Wisdom for Personal Power and Guidance, which you can find on Amazon or via Red Whale Wiser Books. So if you guys want to read more. But yeah, I'd love to hear you read a little bit.
Okay. So the coming of the spirit clans. Thunder spoke in the beginning of the world, launching the long process of evolution. The world was once dark, and the people were huddled together, cold and hungry, and praying for light. Suddenly, the world was split in two by lightning. There was a long, frightening growl. Earth's thunder was heard, so fearful and terrifying that it made the people scatter in every direction. When small groups of these earliest humans met an animal or other entity such as a tree, a stone, a cloud, or some other magical being, they pleaded, "We are weak. Will you give us instructions and teach us so that we may live?" If the animal or other entity was willing to teach them, these humans became followers of that being, and that being became their clan teacher and guide. The animated spirit of the clan. This is told in oral history and tribal myth. It's how the original spirit clans were formed. So I'll stop there. But
oh, very cool. I love that idea that we are learning from nature as these lost humans, right? Almost
well,
like
I think we probably wouldn't be here if we didn't learn a lot from the
absolutely
animal.
Almost like we need to kind of remember all of that learning from nature now that we live in this industrialized society. Although you said something interesting in the book when you were talking about shamanism, about how you can be an urban shaman too, and you can find meaning in like cell phone towers and, you know, all these other kinds of like digital things can also be teachers for us, even though they might not be our like spirit animals or spirit clans.
I can tell you a story about that.
I'd love to hear a story about that.
The ancestors said that there's a little spark of divinity in everyone and everything. And our job was to find that spark, and especially find it within ourselves. And when we find that spark, we have to enter it. And it's very frightening, maybe, possibly, because all our selves are being resolved. And so anyway, there's divinity in everything. There's divinity in the computer, the refrigerator, you know, the light bulb. So we have to have spiritual eyes to open to see that. So that was the teaching long ago, that everything is animated by this little nanoparticle of divinity or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Difficult to define.
And so, I absolutely believe that that must be true, because there's so many everyday miracles happening in our lives all the time. What was I watching? I was watching a movie recently and they said, isn't it a miracle you don't melt when you get into the bath? I was like, that's a good point. I just wanted to, taking it back to the spirit clans, because these are kind of like human prehistory programmed almost intrapsychically into the collective unconsciousness. These probably won't be like mechanical or digital things, but you list all different kinds, from animals to plants to the elements to planets. And I'm just wondering from you, can a person have more than one spirit clan?
Well, I'm talking here about the original spirit clan. And if you believe in reincarnation and past lives, which a lot of people do, including mm-hmm. myself, mm-hmm. You can have a series of past lives where you would have different clans, and then you could even incarnate today into a tribal culture that has a spirit clan.
So basically, and these are separate from your power animal, or they could be the same as your power animal.
I see them as completely different, because they shape our perception of culture and socialized us, as the spirit clans did in the beginning, and made a social organization that could cope with, you know, whatever they were confronted with.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to learn more about how to find your spirit clan. I know David just mentioned past life regression and past lives, and we'll talk a little bit about those techniques that people have used to connect to their spirit clan and kind of what that entails. And then we'll also talk about some of the themes that run through the different clans and also different power animals. So stick with us here on Lucid Planet Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to E3 Influence Radio. Own your impact. Master your world. In this new hit show, Sarah Luce, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, teaches us how to achieve our greatest potential to positively affect everything and everyone. The time is now to enlighten our minds, empower our hearts, and take energized action to raise the consciousness of our planet. Sarah shows us how with simple, easy-to-implement steps. To find out more about Sarah Luce and her E3 Influence program, visit saraluce.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is David Carson, who is talking with us about spirit clans and spirit animals. Before we continue, David, could you just tell me briefly, our guests who want to connect with you and download your books, do you have a website that they can go to find out more?
Well, I have an old website, which is medicinecards.com. And there's a place to buy the book there.
Awesome. And we're going to talk about medicine cards, too, in a little bit. But I thought before we leapt off the spirit clan topic, we could talk a little bit about the ways that you suggest that people can connect to their spirit clan. So I read the book. And you say in the book that the ancient shamans were the first psychologists, which I love because I'm a psychologist and sometimes I wish I was a shaman instead.
Well, you probably are a cyber shaman.
Right? There you go. So I was wondering, you talk a little about dreams, visions, past life regression to connect with a spirit clan. If someone is looking to figure out their spirit clan, what do you recommend that they do?
Well, those shamanic teachers say to pay attention and pay attention of synchronicity and intuition and see what you truly feel. And, you know, we get so much input from the outside world that sometimes we lose track of what we truly know in ourselves. So
absolutely,
that's what you need to look for.
Absolutely. So, like, unplug from the machine for a while and
it's
just
possible,
listen to yourself. Yeah, I think that's very good advice. Also, just for sanity in general. Okay. And so we talked a little bit about past lives, and I was really intrigued by what you said before the break about your past. You could have multiple past lives where you were parts of different clans. Can you elaborate on that a little? Did I get that right?
Yeah. Well, what we're looking for is to find the original clan. And
okay,
then
gotcha.
Move forward from that. So we've had, if you can believe it, many lifetimes on this, probably this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but first you have to know what's that, your groove, your way, your path. And that was your first clan, first acculturation or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have to, then you maybe skip a lifetime and go to another clan or not. You know, you may incarnate in a time when all of that is occluded, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of my take on it.
I think it's really fascinating. And I'm wondering, looking through the book, you have 75 different clans that are included in the book.
Yeah.
And they range from things like the cottonwood tree, which is causing my allergies to flare up like crazy today. I don't think it's my clan. To lizards, to the morning, to turquoise, to fire, to the forehead, to, let's see, ants. I mean, there's like all kinds of stuff in here. And I'm wondering if there is a reason why you picked this specific 75 or if there could be also many more.
Well, it's just, you know, ones that have been familiar with in the past. When I grew up in Oklahoma and two Native people would meet, one mm-hmm. would maybe say, I'm Cherokee and I'm in the Turtle Clan.
Gotcha.
So that was a part of their identity and their, so that's today's clans, but clans, I think, you know, a lot of them have died out, but they're still strong in the Pueblo culture.
Mm-hmm. And like you said in the book, part of our collective unconscious.
Part of our like, what?
Our collective kind of unconscious or collective consciousness.
I think so.
So one of the ways that I have been using the book and the medicine cards is I feel strongly that one of my power animals is a deer. I actually have a deer tattooed on my shoulder and I see them all the time and they always remind me about patience and, you know, trusting my instincts. But when I read the description of the deer in the Spirit Clan book, I was like, that's definitely not my clan. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Why was that? I mean,
because it just, it talks about, let me just bring this up. You know, that the deer people, I do have some of those qualities, but, it talked about innocence and purity and, just being very, I got the impression that the deer is very like quiet and, you know, I feel like I'm more of like a fire tribe or like a spider. That's kind of the one that I thought was the most interesting. Cause I'm a writer and a storyteller, you know, and,
weaver.
Yeah, exactly. And,
and a great communicator.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So that's what I felt the most, affinity to. And then I read a bunch of them to my partner, my boyfriend, and he really felt like he was in like the tobacco clan. He felt not just because he likes tobacco, but because of the sacredness of tobacco that's kind of been lost and, you know, the way he lives in a very sacred manner in his life. So I thought that was really interesting. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was that you included turquoise, which is a crystal or a rock. Could there be other crystals or rocks? Because I'm a big gem collector and I know a lot of people are very interested in it. Could they be like a crystal spirit clan?
It could be. And I'm probably, and there probably is somewhere in the past or somewhere.
But, so it's got to be.
I don't know a lot about it. I know a bunch about crystals, but not about the clans.
Crystal clans. I can kind of see that.
They're powerful conduits of spirituality, really. Have you heard of hand tremblers?
Hand tremblers? What? And I don't know. What are they?
Well, in the Navajo, they have a crystal, and their hand trembles to find the source of, you know, a problem in the body. So it's
yes.
a medicine that tunes you into the person, and then you find the spot, and then you can learn a lot more via the crystal. So, and a lot, I've heard stories of Navajos going to California and working on crystal things, like I don't know but a lot of them have returned to the old ways of hand trembling and crystal.
I love that. I mean, I've definitely used crystals like in healing work and stuff, either placing them on parts of the body to match the chakras or using the vibrations. But I haven't heard exactly of hand trembling. So thank you for letting me know about that. I'm definitely going to have to investigate.
I think it must be on the internet. Everything seems to be. Everything.
Well, and that's something I was wondering, you know, with all of this indigenous wisdom that's really been passed on through oral tradition, if since the internet, it's like easier to access, or if it's not, it's losing some of its clarity because people are trying to transcribe it and upload it.
Yeah, I think you're best off to put a circle around you, and that's the circle that is you, and don't be fooled by whatever's out there. You know, keep to your truth.
Yeah. Which can be very hard for people because there's so many distractions and there's just like this constant flood of information. And, you know, not to mention New Age, everyone, like so many people now call themselves a shaman and will give you a business card saying that they're a shaman. This has happened to me a lot at transformational events and stuff. And I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. You know, I think it's great if people want to be aware, but there does seem to be a trend towards
probably they're trying to find an identity, but that's a tough one to truly carry, you know.
Yeah, right. It's pretty savage. I mean, there's a lot of chaos and destruction that has to happen around that.
I would never really call myself a shaman. I call myself a writer. But I have, you know, been around shaman and respect them very much.
I'd love to hear more about that. We're going to take a quick break. And David, yeah, I'd love to talk more about kind of your perceptions of shamanism versus the way that it's now being kind of portrayed in the mainstream. And we're also going to talk about spirit animals and animal medicine cards. And for those of you who wrote in asking about different animals and their meaning, David's going to address that a little bit. So stick with us and we will be right back after the break.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Practice living in wholeness with the body tune-up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough. Separate from source, you're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have author David Carson here on the show today talking with me about spirit clans, shamanism, power animals, and more. David, during the break, we were just talking about tattoos, and one of the ways sometimes that you can use a power animal is to tattoo it on your body. Now, sometimes you just don't realize why you're doing it. Like, I have my first tattoo is these hummingbirds on my ribs. Then they just made me feel really happy. And then I come to find later on that I can use that totem for joy and sweetness and happiness in my life. And I was just wondering from you, you know, if you think that that is one way we could use those energies.
Absolutely. I think it is. And I think it's a reflection of your psyche, you know, what your deeper self, from the way you told me you got them. And I think that's powerful, personally.
Yeah. I was telling David over the break, for those listeners who don't know, I have the hummingbirds on my ribs, I have the chakras on one arm, a deer on my other shoulder, and then I have an owl in the middle of my chest. And David, what did you say? They're different kinds of medicine?
Yeah, those are very interesting medicines. Good for happiness, like you said. And also seeing into other people, seeing BS, I guess. Seeing,
yes.
You know, you can't be fooled with that owl.
Right. I don't know. I'm still pretty gullible sometimes, but I'm working on it. And I was telling him how I really would love a dragon as my next tattoo on my back. I just haven't gotten it yet. I think an Asian dragon versus like a mythical like Game of Thrones dragon, you know,
yeah.
Like the luck dragon. Yeah, we'll see. But that's actually something I was wondering. Spirit clans, do they have to be? I know power animals can be like unicorns and narwhals and dragons, but does a spirit clan have to be something that exists right now in the world?
Well, I think spirit clans are, you know, upward from density to, you know, spirit. And, I think they exist in a spirit plane. So if you have spiritual eyes, you'll find your spiritual family.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think spirit clans can help you find, break repetitive behavior in your life, you know, something that you might have a problem with doing it over and over.
Yeah.
Could maybe help with that. It could help with a lot of things.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested more in how to find your spirit clan, the back of this book has a really nice meditation. in it, which is too long for us to kind of read on the air, but just know that there are actual guided meditations that you can do to find out about that. And it's pretty cool.
A time travel meditation.
Yes, exactly. You can do time travel meditation, which, I mean, who doesn't want to time travel? So, David, on that note, I wanted to ask you for those, because I've alluded to the medicine cards.
Right.
And I love working with the animal medicine cards. Could you just tell our listeners a little bit about why you created them and kind of how were they meant to be used first if someone had never used them before?
Well, you know, if you look at medicine cards, that book was written in 7 days.
Wow.
And the book, and we had a contract on that seventh day for the book. And
wow.
So that had to fall from the sky, I think.
And, yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
And it was meant to be here on Earth, and I was lucky enough to be chosen as a part of the conduit of that. I feel it was just destined. There wasn't anything comparable at that time. And now there's, you know, lots of comparable books and card decks and what have you.
Yep. So in the animal medicine, there's this idea kind of that you can learn a lot and divine energy from the different animal totems in your life.
Or
you can use these as a guide, you know, for how you should behave. You can ask questions about yourself. You can ask questions about situations, the future. Is there really anything you can't do with these?
Well, I think it has a pretty good take on just about anything, you know.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, doing a card reading, you put an animal in the east, south, west, north. Well, that's a lot of information right there, inner and spiritual.
Yes.
And, you know, earth and sky. That's a lot of power of everyday existence. We go around the medicine wheel.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think that's what's one thing that was unique about those cards, is it used the medicine wheel as a template for knowing.
And I'm sure most people out there know what the medicine wheel is, but if they don't, could you tell them very briefly what the medicine wheel is?
Oh, the medicine wheel goes way back in time. There's some ancient ones on this continent, up in, let's see, I think Wyoming and Montana. And,
yeah.
But it was a way of everything was done in a circle. And so a circle usually has an entrance in the east, where the sun comes up. So, and then if you go to the south, that's substance. And you get children in the south. Then in the west is introspection. And so that's going within, learning from your deepest truth. And then in the north is theoretically, you know, wisdom, a little bit like of an elder. And, you know, I'm an elder, so I'm not sure I'm wise.
Well, wouldn't you say that is the feature of wisdom, to not believe, to believe you could always learn more?
Yeah.
So that's what's really cool about these cards, is that they actually use that like indigenous or Native American medicine wheel philosophy and framework for explaining our reality, and they integrate with that. Am I getting that right?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Okay. Cool. Just check it.
You might say it's an analogy, like if you begin in the east, that's birth of a human.
Yes.
The south would be a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the west would be an adult. And then the north would be an elder. So you can look at it in that way. You can look at it.
Life cycle.
Spring, summer, however it goes. Spring,
yeah.
Summer, fall, and winter. That's the medicine wheel.
And is there also an animal associated with each one of the points on the wheel?
Yeah. On some, there are many wheels, but one is like eagle in the east and mouse on the south, you know, close to the ground,
yeah.
Chewing everything to pieces. And then in the west is the bear. And in the north, there could be different animals, even the deer I've seen in the north.
Yeah, woo! Shout out for the deer. It's so interesting. And so really it's so much more than we can even really get into in an hour long show, but it's just this idea of how we view the world and how we understand our connection with Earth and also our spirit and the way that our spirit moves through the world. And it's funny you mentioned bear because I've had a lot of listeners writing in this week to ask about their animal totems and the meaning of animal totems. And I had several people write in asking about bears, saying they see bears in dreams.
You want me to talk about bears?
We're going to take a break. And then when we come back from the break, stick with us, guys. We're going to talk about bears and a couple of the other most popular, interesting ones that people wrote in about. So stay with us, and we'll be right back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly.
The Janice Underwood Show. Helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Stop thinking and start acting. And I'll tell you what repeated thinking does. It doesn't help you in creating your dream life. It actually creates a lot of unconscious stress. So remember how it feels when you think of something, but you don't do it. I want to call the doctor, I don't. I want to read a book, I don't. I want to go see a friend, I don't. I want to go on a diet, I don't. So there's many things where you think of something and you don't do it. And what happens is that when you don't do it, it creates the stress. Also undermines your own strength and confidence in yourself. So it's really important to get going. You have a thought, act it out, and you're done.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelley Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I'm here with David Carson, who is talking with me about all things spirit animals. We were just talking during the break about how Carl Jung came to the Taos, New Mexico reservation to talk to the medicine man. And I don't know, we're just kind of going off about the interesting connections between like indigenous wisdom and shamanism and psychology or psychoanalysis as it was founded. Super cool. So thanks for that, David.
Yeah. I'll, if you come out here, I'll hook you up with a medicine man's son. Name awesome. Is Standing Deer.
Standing Deer. See, there you go, my team. That's awesome. So before we left, we were talking about bear. I wanted to talk about bear, first of all, because that had the most hits from people. And then I have a couple other ones, wolf, cat, iguana, snail. But let's start with bear and see where we go. Can you tell us about the bear spirit animal or bears and dreams?
Well, bears are, like we said, in the West. And yes. There are so many things. They're dreamers. They're warriors. They're trackers. There's a lot of great stories with Bear and all his powers confronting the world. But it is has many aspects, the bear. And it was even in Russia, that it was, you could call it holy to the shaman people there. Mm. And I've always been puzzled because I talked to a shaman, you know, through an interpreter. And he asked me, what part of the bear do women eat in the U.S.? And I said, gee, I don't really know. So it's always been a puzzle why he asked that question.
Weird. But yeah, I mean, it could be, I mean, people across the world eat a lot of weird stuff for power, yeah. You know? Like,
there's ceremonies like that.
Yeah. So if someone sees a bear in their dreams, what if the bear is like chasing them versus if they are like hanging out with the bear?
Well, I'd say if they were hanging out with the bear, they're close to their inner truth. If the bear is chasing them, it's probably trying to make them aware of their inner truth. And so they should get into that medicine and introspect and learn about themselves. So that's the bear medicine.
I love that. Thank you. And what about the wolf? I have a lot of close wolf people in my life. And
well, wolf was, I know a lady out in New York. She was on the Cattaraugus Stand-In Reservation. Her name was Twyla. Niche, and she was a clan mother, wolf clan mother.
Ooh.
And she kept memories. When she was a little girl, they thought the authorities were going to come and get her and put her away from their family. So she dug under a tree. And they left her down there to, you know, like we were talking about the bear, to introspect and to, and they would tell her stories, which she would have to memorize. So bears are a keeper of memory. They're teachers, you know, and they can't, they can't be fooled, wolves. They've been down every trail on earth. That's what their great spirit sent them out to measure the world, and they came back and they had all that information, so they cannot be fooled.
I love that.
And they're great teachers. That's There's actually, I think, a lot of pretty viable bear wolf plans. I don't know. I must have hung up on bear or something. The wolf plans in America, you know, in Canada.
Wolf clan in Canada, cool. Have you ever heard of the white wolf?
Yeah, white wolf would be comparable to the north, you know. It would be wise and knowing, experienced, accomplished person, you know, if it were a person.
Yes, yes. I had a friend write in asking about the snail that she works with the Black Panther usually, but she's been seeing a lot of snails in her dreams. What could that mean?
Well, it's a really highly spiritual medicine. Mm-hmm. It's a sacred spiral. And it's the winding stairs that take us into knowledge, you know, and it's related to the planet Venus, morning star and evening star.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Snail is powerful.
Very powerful. Oh, good. I can't wait to tell her that because she's, yeah. And then I have another friend who was asking about being an iguana.
Iguana, I'm not so sure about. I've read some great stories about iguana, you know. I wouldn't know. It would have to be in, you know, the lizard family. So it would have to do with inner knowing and dreaming, like
dream time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had another question from a listener who was wondering, can an actual physical animal that she knows, like her own pet cat, can that be her spirit animal?
Oh, well, why not? I mean, I think my cats are definitely spirit animals. And they,
awesome.
I lost one not too long ago. I miss her so much.
Oh.
So beautiful.
Come back, sweetheart. What's her name?
Her name was Fluffy.
Fluffy, come back.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sure she's there watching over us.
I dream about Fluffy.
Oh, you dedicated the book to Fluffy, huh?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, I lost one of mine a couple years ago. I love cats. Cats are a very interesting spiritual animal, too. I think they're part alien or something. Yeah. They're really interesting.
It's pretty clear they take, if you're being attacked psychically, they take the hit for you.
I completely agree. So, yes, your pet can be your spirit animal. Wow. Oh my gosh, we're out of time. David, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I had such a great time.
I had a wonderful time too.
Chance, have me back.
I would love to. Absolutely. Yeah. We can talk more. We can do some readings for people or something. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. I hope this show kind of inspired something in you or kind of got you thinking a little bit about all of these other planes of existence and our connections to nature. And I want to send you lots of light and love. And just, you know, you can always download the shows on thelucidplanet.com. And I will be back soon with another show. But for now, thank you again, David and Benny, our producer. Have a great day, everyone. Light and love.
Hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.